5 to 9, it's time to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios. How you going, Alex?
How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Is the weather looking fine where you are?
It's very sunny up here, which is nice. It feels like it's getting into the summer. Season.
Yeah, well, you know, right now with the spring and the hay fever and all that, I think most people are probably hanging for summer just so they don't have to sneeze anymore.
Well, I just think it's really strange that one minute it was February 2020 and now, like, you know, with COVID and everything, we're suddenly going into Christmas period. So I saw Christmas trees up at the shops yesterday.
Oh, did ya? Oh, yeah. Wow. They are getting in. I suppose this probably is around the time that they start putting them up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to bring some Christmas cheer right now because we are slowly coming out of our lockdown here in Victoria.
Well, we definitely need some cheer.
We definitely do. Now, let's talk about some really awesome subjects. We've got one about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and why science tells us why retirement is bad for your health. What's going on there?
So this is an interesting piece of research. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg famously worked right into her 80s on the Supreme Court. And a lot of people, I mean, when she was struggling with cancer, a lot of people thought she would actually retire. She never did. And actually, she's always worked out and been really healthy and focused on her work. But the truth is, there's a lot of research that suggests that retirement is one of the most fundamental and disruptive events in a person's life. And if you don't do it well, it can actually have negative effects and trigger bad behavior. So, for example, bad health behavior. So that's the loss of daily routines, physical and mental activity, sense of identity and purpose. I was recently talking to someone yesterday, and he said to me, I'm not going to, you know, work into my retirement, but I will do puzzles, which is a really good example of someone who maintains that sort of mental alertness and focus. And I think that's the problem a lot of people have when they retire. They don't have any of that structure.
And also a lot of people feel lonely too because you're not with, you know, at work, you're with a lot of people generally, not all jobs, but most jobs, and then all of a sudden you're alone.
I'm happy with that part. I want to be in the office with everyone.
Yeah, true. Yeah, well, to each their own. Nothing wrong with that. I live alone and I like that. It's just being a cat.
I think if I had a choice between hanging out with people in an office or being alone at home, I'd prefer being alone at home. But you're right. It is. A lot of people, it triggers loneliness. It triggers a lack of mental activity. A lot of people say that they're going to do all this stuff when they retire. They say they're going to travel or, you know, take up a new hobby or do charity work, but then they end up just watching TV. And, you know, it becomes a spiral very quickly. There's complex effects of retirement on health.
Yeah, now that does make sense. Now, why are scientists performing magic tricks on animals?
Because it's so cute. What else do they have to do with their time?
Do animals even get it?
This is really sweet. So you know how you often see on YouTube video clips of people doing magic tricks for monkeys, and they love them, and they laugh, and it's hilarious. And this is actually a research piece that comes from the University of Cambridge, and it looked into the impact of magical frameworks in front of animals and how we could understand human cognition. So it was the idea that, you know, we are swayed by magic in response to how the human body language occurs. You can experiment, for example, with magic and animals as a way to understand attention processes, perception, all of those things which align with how humans respond to similar experiments.
Mm.
So it's the same thing that if you look at a magic trick, there's this almost delicate balance of expectation and misdirection. So you're watching someone do something, you're so sure you know what they're about to do, and then they do something different, and it's exciting and it's shocking. And that same effect of being fooled and excited happens with animals as it does humans. So I think that's really an amazing thing. And it's complicated by, you know, if you talk about do animals express genuine surprise, it's not a straightforward answer. You know, there's different, you know, levels of that cognitive function that's happening at that time. But we understand misdirection, illusion, a sleight of hand. It's a way for us to understand specific traits in animal cognition, which helps us understand more how human brain works.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure my cat would like me to disappear for the majority of the day and only turn up with food.
Yeah, my pugs are saying, they're like, just put the TV on and leave the food.
Yeah. Have you got pugs?
Yeah, 2 pugs.
Oh, they're so adorable. I love their little faces.
They're very good little friends. And whenever I have these Zoom meetings during COVID, they're, you know, they're prominent features in meetings.
Do they have their own Instagram page?
Of course they do.
Ah, I'm going to have to find that then.
Yeah, Betty and Montgomery, Chelios.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll look for that a little bit later. Let's get to our last subject, the dentist trend that's freaking everyone out.
Yeah, this is disturbing. So TikTok is responsible for a number of very strange, different trends that have happened. Some of them are fun dances, but others can be quite disturbing. Now, this is a new trend, which is seeing people straighten their teeth using nail file. It's literally people scraping down the enamel on their teeth and filming videos of them straightening. Now, of course, this could have a permanent impact, potential damage that can't necessarily be reversible unless you replace the entire tooth. So, if you cut your hair, for example, grow back, but the structure of your teeth, that could be gone forever, and permanently damaging your enamel, that's pretty horrific as well. So, it's really about not taking these TikTok challenges to heart, or to seriously go see your dentist.
Yeah, and chalk it up to the fact it's a really dumb trend.
It is a dumb trend. There's so many dumb trends.
Yeah,
I'm surprised people think it's a good idea. But, I mean, even things that could seriously cause you harm and pain, they're just open to it.
So. Yeah. Oh, it's because they just want to be the next star on social media.
Yeah,
and it's,
they want to be a YouTube influencer.
Yeah, thank goodness that wasn't around when I was growing up, to be honest.
No, I was just saying to somebody that one day we're going to have a Prime Minister in Australia who has a digital footprint that includes TikTok videos.
Well, that'll be interesting. Well, Alex, how can people find out what you're up to?
You can check out thebigsmoke.com.au or if you want to be thoroughly entertained, go to the Pug Instagram account.
Oh, don't worry, I will be as soon as I'm off air.
Yeah.
We'll chat to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.